Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is the Netball Show with Flyhawk, and the Thistles have announced bit of a landmark moment, really, a two-match series against the world number two, New Zealand. Joining us to discuss how important this is our head coach, Kath Tetley.
Thank you so much for having me back. And you know how much I love talking netball, so I could not be more thrilled when this all came about. For me, it's just the bringing together of some really fantastic netball humans, and I love the way that New Zealand are preparing themselves in the next 12 months, but that they had the insight and I guess the foresight to say, well, actually, we've got to go to Scotland. We've got to go and see where we're going to play. So for us, this is absolutely what we want in terms of our preparation for a home Commonwealth Games next year.
Very much one big happy netball family. So how well do you know Knowles?
I'm really lucky, actually. I know her pretty well. Obviously, in my previous role at the New South Wales Swifts, Knowles came to spend time with us. So I've been a huge fan of hers for many years. I've run test matches that she has obviously participated in with the Silver Ferns, but getting the opportunity to be with her at the Swifts was just a privilege. You know, she's just incredible to be around, and she's just got a way about her that draws humans in. And so I've been very lucky. And so the opportunity now to coach against her is really something very special.
And it wouldn't have just been the players that picked up so much, but obviously when she was there with Swifts as well, just being around her as well, maybe had a little bit of a rubbed off on you a little bit.
Oh, 100%. I think the thing with Nolene is when you speak to her, it's almost like you feel like you're the only person in the room. She's got a way of really drawing in and listening to you and then providing you with insights of her own experience. And I think that rawness and that honesty that comes from Nolene is what certainly all of the players talk about. And I think if you're lucky enough to be in sports administration or working in and around, and for the staff that were at the Swifts, beyond just the coaching staff as well, like, she always just gave people her time. And the nice thing about it is I think that she definitely won the hearts and minds of a few of the Swifties.
When that team is finally announced for these games, is that the team that you're as good as looking forward to taking into the Comm Games, or will there still be a couple of options available to you?
Oh, look, this is a road, right? I think that this upcoming international window is critical, but it is not necessarily definitive. So, you know, you're always wanting and hoping for people to keep growing. I think we've actually seen a number of people that are in our Thistles squad have very exciting Super League seasons, Next Gen seasons. So, you know, every time that they get an opportunity to play, there's opportunity for growth. So I don't think that what our selection is for this coming series or any other test series this year defines what the Commonwealth Games selection will look like. But I think it does help us to get to where we're going.
I mean, I only really asked because obviously Emily Nichols abroad in Australia. Emma Barry recently replaced Cara Cornan as well at Lightning. So should they be named, that experience can only add into things.
I've been absolutely thrilled with the different ways in which people are gaining opportunities for themselves. Yeah, Bazzy having the opportunity to run out in a Suncorp Super Netball game with Sunshine Coast Lightning was literally like goosebump inducing excitement. and I've got great respect for Sunshine Coast Lightning and the way they go about their business and Belinda Reynolds. So for Emma to have that opportunity was unreal. But beyond beyond just the run out, etc. It's seeing behind the curtain and learning. Emily's had the same opportunity as has Hannah Grant in the New South Wales Premier League. So, yeah, whichever way people decide to take their journey, I think that at the moment all of them are just really sort of saying, well, yeah, I'll embrace whatever next steps are available to them, which is great. And for me, I think my responsibility is to encourage that and encourage them to take whatever way forward that suits them. That said, I'm absolutely thrilled with what NextGen provides the athletes. I think it's only going to go from strength to strength. And NSL, I mean, it's delivering what we all want, right? Like, it's that next step into professionalism that's part of the UK journey. So it's going to be a pretty interesting 2026.
They're going to be taking place at PlaySport in East Kilbride. Bit of a new venue on the netball scene, so what do you know about that?
What I know is it is a brilliant venue. obviously, being a marketing and fan engagement person, first and foremost in my career, it really has got everything you want if you want to go and enjoy a good day of sport. So it's actually the home of the Gladiators, which is the basketball team, and they have been brilliant to work with. They are literally drilling a hole into their professional floor in order to have our sunken posts, and they've embraced everything. They've got all the bells and whistles, the big screens, the LEDs, the fan zone. They've got merchandise, pop-up food outlets. So I'm, as someone who sort of fangirls a little bit about venues, it was definitely a fangirling moment for me. So I'm just going to have to make sure I'm not distracted by all the game day buzz and actually try and focus on coaching a netball team. So, I'm impressed. And they've been really, really positive and proactive and easy to work with. So bring it on.
We know that fans really get behind the Thistles. Have you noticed that since you joined?
Andy, I am thrilled at how, and I'm not sure if it's official that they're the Thistles Army, but I call them the Thistles Army. Whether they're Uber fans or people that just love their netball, the response has been brilliant, in particular for this series. So I am going to be not surprised if the tickets are at a bit of a premium and they move quickly. So the response early has been a lot because we've got sort of like a wait listing pre-registered, and the marketing folks are very happy right now. So I think people are going to have to get organised with their netball teams and purchase quick.
Fans can pre-register for tickets, like you said, online, netballscotland.com. Kath, just remind us of when the games are taking place.
We're on the 9th and the 11th of November. It's going to be a huge weekend up here, right? Because the All Blacks are here on that same weekend playing the Scots. So seriously, if you are a sports fan, this is a cracking 4 days. So they're on the Saturday, we're on the Sunday and the Tuesday.
You won't have to get public transport. You'll have to end up walking everywhere.
Oh, okay. So might be some aircraft or helicopters required. Got it.
Fantastic, Kath. Thanks as always for your time.
That is my pleasure, and thank you so much for loving netball.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport, and we're on the podcasts rail.